Our show about military families brought many compelling stories from active members of the military and from many reservists. A 20-year member of the Wyoming National Guard, who asked us not to use her name, wrote, "I have mixed feelings about going to war. I was enlisted for 14 years, young and healthy and ready to fight. Now I'm a flight nurse nearing 40, have a 15-month-old baby, responsibilities at my husband's small business, and I fear activation would be devastating for my family. I think at times we lose sight of why the National Guard was established, to protect the homeland. The active duty was downgraded by the previous administration, and we are spread too thin. If I wanted active duty, I would have joined the active duty." Justin in Bellevue, Washington, agrees. "I'm a reservist expecting Title 10 recall at any moment. I joined late in life at 31. I have a wife and son. I joined the reserves because I wanted my son to be proud of me and so I would be eligible for their tuition assistance program. I'm finishing my degree in advanced electronics. I wasn't looking to go to war. I'm not sure I really agree, but I know my son will never look at me as a schlub." Our show about Arab Americans prompted Richard Ayad in Truckee, California, to write us about identity. "My father immigrated from what is now southern Lebanon in the early 1900s. Although everyone in my family identifies with that heritage, there was never any question that we were and are American. I've always thought of myself as being tricultural. There are those parts of me that are Arab, those parts that are undeniably American, and, of course, the combination of the two. But I refuse to be identified as Arab American, and I believe the need to identify, to specify, flies in the face of our earlier societal attempts to avoid being boxed in by labels." When we looked at the evolution of the company, we heard from many of you who work for large companies in management or on the line, including this from Peter Robert in New London, Connecticut. "I managed to avoid working for the large companies for nearly all my working life," he writes, "but I'm getting on in age, and 2 years ago I took a job working the third shift part-time for one of the world's largest food retail corporations. The experience has been instructive. Management has some real HR problems with the employees. The employees, all union, have little regard for management. But so long as the bottom line is okay, working hours are kept in line." During that show on companies, the 3M company was mentioned. One of our guests misidentified its historical name. It is, in fact, the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company, and thanks to many of you for pointing that out. If you hear something on Talk of the Nation that raises an eyebrow or a question, the best way to reach us is by email, and we read from your email every Monday. The address is TOTN@NPR.org. Remember to put the topic of your letter in the subject line and give us any hints we may need on pronouncing your name or where you're writing from. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, Alicia Montgomery, Megan Williams, and Susan Davis. We want to welcome a new member of the staff, Chad Campbell, to our director's chair. And our congratulations, too, to Brendan Banizak, who can turn in his T staff card. He's been hired on the permanent staff as a production assistant. Our interns are T.K. Dalton and Daniel Riemann. Kevin Waite is our technical director. He's had help from Cal Southworth, Vince Muse, and Mitch Eaton. Ellen Silva is our senior editor. Sue Goodwin is the senior producer, and Leith Bishop is our executive producer. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.